Gaylord National, the largest hotel at National Harbor as well as on the East Coast, acted illegally when its transportation provider, Veolia, used non-Prince George's County cabs to service hotel guests on July 17th. The action taken by Gaylord was not legal, Carol Terry, spokeswoman for the Department of Public Works and Transportation, told the Washington Post. On July 17th, as much of Prince George's County prepared for a water shutoff that didn't come to pass, the Gaylord suspended hotel operations and had to ensure that all its guests had transportation. In a statement provided to the Taxi Link, the Gaylord said it couldn't depend on the cabbies at National Harbor who had previously went on strike and refusing to pick up passengers on July 17th, they said. At a protest outside the Gaylord on Friday, driver leader Fisaha Tesfai responded to the accusation that cabs declined to provide hotel guests with rides as the potential water shutoff loomed.
No, that's totally false information. We were here early morning since 5 o'clock that day to give a ride for the guests. We understand and we heard the problem that took place in here, and every driver knows. And we're not completely shut down those people who need a ride. What we're asking the past 5 years, we need to give a service for the guests and give us equal chance to operate as a taxi. And this, what they given the test, the press release is not correct. All the drivers who was there here in that day, they've been given the ride for the guests. You know, even they brought the out of state taxi cab here. Still, we was given the ride.
That was driver leader Fisaha Tesfai. In a statement provided to the Taxi Link, the Gaylord said, quote, "Due to the high volume of checkouts and the urgent situation, our transportation partner Veolia arranged to have additional vehicles brought in to assist with the overwhelming transportation needs. Veolia also wanted to be prepared should the taxi drivers decide not to service the hotel that day, something they have done previously. In fact, the independent taxi drivers decided to protest and did not provide taxi service to those guests that requested it. The only transportation available for these guests were the additional vehicles Veolia brought in to assist with prearranged transportation." That was a statement from the Gaylord. The hotel's transportation vendor, Veolia, also provided a statement in an email to the Taxi Link. Dwight Kynes, Veolia Transportation Vice President for the Mid-Atlantic region, said, quote, "We brought in vehicles from other jurisdictions during a water emergency last week because we were overbooked with reservations due to the mass checkout. We could not count on taxis handling the overflow because we were informed that they were going to have a work stoppage similar to the one held during a large checkout the previous week, and we needed to be able to get the guests out reliably. We would only do that in the future under similar circumstances. We have done it in the past during taxi work stoppages. Typically, the cabs will be used for overflow." End quote. Meanwhile, in a statement provided to the Taxi Link, Carol Terry, spokeswoman for Prince George's County Department of Public Works and Transportation, said, quote, "Non-Prince George's cabs did pick up guests from the Gaylord on July 17th. On July 23rd, staff from our department and a representative from the Department of Permitting, Inspections, and Enforcement met with representatives from the Gaylord and Veolia to discuss the recent events surrounding taxi operations at the Gaylord facilities. Our meeting with the Gaylord and their representatives was very constructive, and plans are underway to have another meeting in the near future to include the taxi cab drivers and the AFL-CIO. The Department of Public Works and Transportation is working diligently to resolve the issue and believes that it can only be resolved through negotiations and understanding between all parties." That's from a statement provided to the Taxi Link by Carol Terry, spokeswoman for the Department of Public Works and Transportation. The concerns raised about Gaylord's and Veolia's actions on July 17th was first brought to the county's attention by cabbies and the AFL-CIO. At a press conference outside county offices Monday, the AFL-CIO's Matteo Chacol said Gaylord's and Veolia's actions on July 17th were egregious and clearly illegal.
"We're here because we believe Prince George's County and the county legislators and the county regulators aren't doing their jobs. And the consequences of them not doing their jobs, which is to enforce the county code, is hurting real people and real lives. You know, I was disturbed when I received a call from a PG taxi driver saying, you know, on a day like Wednesday, when a lot of people are checking out at the hotel, where there should have been a lot of business for Prince George's County taxi drivers, what did they see? They see Arlington County taxi cabs. They see Dulles Washington Flyer taxi cabs lined up inside the hotel, taking their jobs and their fares. This is egregious. This is clearly illegal. You go anywhere in the country, and this would not happen, but only in Prince George's County.
Also speaking at Monday's press conference was driver Melicott Melicott, who described what he saw on the morning of July 17th.
When I arrived like 5 o'clock, they brought like at least 20 EnviroCab and 20 Washington Flyer taxis.
Melicott Melicott also had this to say.
You know, we didn't make nothing, and those people just at least from 5 a.m. to midday, they just keep doing at least maybe 200, 300 jobs. They just pick up. We don't do nothing. So this is really illegal in Prince George County.
Bob Ross, president of the Prince George's County chapter of the NAACP, also spoke at Monday's press conference. Ross said Veolia's actions are a clear violation of county regulations, and the NAACP is prepared to take action.
Last Wednesday, I received word of this situation. I was in Orlando, Florida at a national convention. And this clearly is a violation of county regulation to bring outside cabs in to the county and take fares out. Anywhere you go in the country, cabs are prohibited from going from one jurisdiction to another to pick up. They can drop off, but they're never allowed to pick up. So I don't know why the hotel or who's responsible for this, but we will schedule a meeting with Department of Environmental Registered and Environmental Resources and with WMATA, who regulates this, because they should have been fined. There's $1,000 fine for that violation. That's $25,000 that could have been in the county's corporate. And also it sent a message that you can't allow outsiders to come into the county and take work from residents in the county. And that is really the key. It's depriving residents of the right to make a living. This is not fair, and it's not legal. And so we will fight this one all the way to the county. But I take it to the county exec, and that's where we go. But somebody has to start listening to these issues. So we're prepared to take action on this as the NAACP.
That was Bob Ross of the NAACP. Batting cleanup for the press conference was the AFL-CIO's Beth Levy, who said the fight at National Harbor is about who does and who doesn't have to play by the rules.
This fight is about who gets to play by the rules. On one side, we have drivers. A lot of them struggle to come to this country. They struggle to start their business. A lot of them own their own cars. A lot of them own their medallions. A lot of them work 16 hours a week to feed their families a day. Thank you. 16 hours a day. They're playing by the rules. They're doing what our country tells us that we should be doing, right? To build a life for ourselves in this country, to have a small business. They're playing by the rules. On the other side, we have a multinational company, Marriott. We have National Harbor, huge development. The taxpayers in this county gave $500 million for Marriott to build. These workers paid for that hotel. They paid for that land that the hotel is on. They did it. But yet, for some reason, Marriott and Veolia, the company that's come in and taken their work away, these people that pay their taxes, that pay for their cars, that helps pay for PG County, they did it. Yet Veolia thinks that they can come in and take the business. They don't have to play by the rules. Marriott doesn't have to play by the rules. That's not right. That's not fair. That's not America.
That was Beth Levy of the AFL-CIO. After receiving an official complaint from drivers and the AFL, the county weighed in, saying the Gaylord's actions on July 17th were not legal. Meanwhile, the cabbie protests outside the hotel continued throughout the week as drivers pushed for a taxi stand in the hotel's parking lot, where presently only Veolia's vehicles are allowed to park. Veolia is a French multinational corporation with a large and growing footprint in the D.C. area and a near monopoly at the Gaylord, which is the largest hotel not only at National Harbor but on the East Coast. When guests exit the Gaylord, they're met with an array of colorful transportation choices, from blue super shuttle vans to black sedans to more affordable white and green hybrid vehicles. Hotel guests have options, or so it seems. While the vehicles in Gaylord's parking lot come in different shapes and sizes and colors, they all share one thing in common. They're owned by Veolia. And while Veolia's vehicles get prime parking, Prince George's County cabbies must pay $60 a month to park in the garage across two streets in the field from the hotel, out of sight of guests. On July 17th, from their perch on the third floor of the parking garage, drivers waited for the whistle summoning them to pick up guests. And as they waited, drivers report that they witnessed cabs from other jurisdictions lining up outside the Gaylord to pick up passengers, a violation of county law. EnviroCab and Washington Flyer are the two companies cabbies reported seeing. Both are owned by Veolia. Washington Flyer, a third of it, is owned by Veolia. At Friday's protest outside the Gaylord, I asked Mateo Chacol, the AFL-CIO, and cabbie leader Fisaha Tesfai for their thoughts on the latest developments at the Gaylord. I began by asking Mateo's about his thoughts regarding that morning's Washington Post story entitled, Prince George's Says Gaylord National Resort Was Wrong to Bring in Out-of-County Cabbies.
What this article shows is what the drivers have been saying for the last 5 years almost, which is, you know, Gaylord is operating under its own laws. It cares nothing about the county. And it's, you know, and finally, you know, drivers have been vindicated. Finally, the county's saying, okay, we hear you. And we're going to take action. And so, you know, it was unfortunate what occurred on that day, Wednesday the 17th. It was a day where drivers were excited. I mean, they called me around 5 a.m. saying, look, you know, it's about 40 to 50 of us at the parking garage, excited, waiting to pick up fares. And you can only understand, you can only imagine how they felt when they see, you know, nearly 20 to 25 Arlington County taxis, they're called EnviroCabs, and as well as Washington Flyer taxis coming in and picking up while they're watching them pick up. And, you know, this is complete disrespect for independent business, for the local laws of this county. And, you know, we're just vindicated. The drivers are vindicated that the county is finally listening to our complaints.
From the Washington Post article, it says Veolia operates Washington Flyer and the Arlington taxi cabs. It doesn't mention EnviroCab by name, but describe Veolia's role here. What is Veolia?
Look, Veolia is probably one of the largest, if not the largest, transportation corporations in the world. And, you know, part of the strategy is they go into a region, they go into an area, they go to monopolize. And so what's been happening in this region specifically is, so now Veolia, which operates the super shuttles, also operates one-third of the Washington Flyers. It also operates a cab in Montgomery County called Sun Cab. And then now, very recently, has purchased EnviroCab, completely bought it out. So its plans are out there. They're going after these independent businessmen and women, right? And if drivers aren't uniting, if drivers in this area aren't coming together to fight this, they too will be the drivers here. You know, what we've heard so far is, for example, Veolia operates the express cars here, vehicles here.
Not just the express cars, but paint a picture of what this driveway looks like.
That's right. So right now, I mean, as you can see, you'll see a bunch of black cars, sedans, you'll see some limos, and you'll see these new vehicles which we've never really experienced before. They're hybrids, they're called expresses. They look just like taxis. And Veolia is paying, essentially, Gaylord, right, to make sure that the only business that operates here is their business, right? And so what's happened to these drivers and is to say, look, it's not right, right? This is complete unfair competitive tactics that Veolia is using. And so, you know, drivers are fighting back. You know, for example, if you take these express cars, some of the drivers are you know, speak Amharic, they're Ethiopian, they're from across the water in Arlington County. A few of them are from PG. And what they've said is they can't afford paying $500 to Veolia to be able to operate it.
Over what time period?
Over a week. They're paying $500 over a week to drive. You know, and so what Veolia is doing is to exploit drivers in this area. And if we don't come together and fight back, nothing is going to change.
Fish, I wanted to get your response to continuing with the Washington Post article. It said, Gaylord National said independent county taxi drivers did not provide rides to those guests that requested on July 17th. The only transportation available for these guests were the additional vehicles Veolia brought in to assist with prearranged transportation. That's a quote from Dwight Kynes, a Veolia spokesperson. But is that correct that you were not, the taxi cab drivers were not available to give, PG County drivers were not available here at National Harbor to give rides on July 17th?
No, that's totally is false information. We were here early morning since 5 o'clock that day to give a ride for the guests. We understand and we heard the problem what took place in here, and every driver knows. And we're not completely shut down those people who need a ride. What we're asking the past 5 years, we need to give a service for the guests and give us equal chance to operate as a taxi. And this, what they given the test, the press release is not correct. All the drivers who was there here in that day, they've been given the ride for the guests. You know, even they brought the out-of-state taxi cab here, still we was given the ride.
In separate statements, the Washington Post wrote, the hotel and its transportation provider, that'd be Veolia, said the taxi cabs were brought in to meet the overwhelming transportation needs as the hotel braced for a water shutoff on July 17th. So what they're saying is because of the necessary, it was a critical moment where the water is being shut off, and they couldn't count on PG Taxi, so they had to go to Arlington and to Washington Flyer cabs, which Veolia also owns, to bring them in.
Yeah, simply you can understand it. These people, they are violating the county law. They don't care anything. That shows you they brought out-of-state taxi cab. You know, in our county, in Prince George County, there is more than 1,000 taxi drivers. You know, how many taxi they need here? You know, on that day, specific day, they don't need more than 1,000 drivers. You know, even they didn't take them like 100 taxi drivers to move the whole guests in the hotel. You know, but they showing you they don't have any respect for the county drivers and the county laws too. You know, they brought out of state taxi and to do the business. But another way, if you see it, those taxi companies owned by Veolia. But now they're giving the chance to operate the Veolia freely, whatever they like, whatever they want to do. They give them that kind of chance, you know. Now we are against what they're doing. We didn't like it, and we're still complaining about that.
Fish, you said that the actions of Veolia were illegal, and the county has said the same thing. They said, quoting from the article, the action taken by Gaylord was not legal. That's from Carol Terry, a spokeswoman for Prince George's County's Department of Public Works and Transportation.
Yeah, it's illegal, but, you know, still, Veolia owns those two taxi companies. You know, if you see it, there is no way those people to come out here to do the job. You know, we are the local taxi drivers to do the job. We were here before them, but you know, the hotel by itself, they didn't give a chance to the local driver to come and pick up the fare. You know, they just simply giving them, as we say, they just giving the job for all those out-of-state taxi drivers.
What needs to happen now? I mean, we look behind you, you got the Super Shuttle van. Super Shuttle is also owned by Veolia.
Yeah.
You've got the black sedans, you've got the hybrid vehicles. What needs to happen? What drivers are requesting that public Prince George's County taxi cabs also be in front of the hotel?
That's right. You know, we need to get equal chance to operate other regular taxi drivers. You know, now they just giving the whole chance for the big company, for Veolia, you know. And we are asking them, let's compete. We know if we get a chance, we know we take this business. But they don't want us allowed to be on that property. They don't want us to see on the front, you know. They just trying to deprive the customer choice, you know. Customer all the time when they come out, they ask taxi. And they just tell them there's no taxi out here. As you know, we're hidden in the garage on the third floor across the Gaylord Hotel. And there's no way they can see us, you know. And we are asking them, just give us a chance to be all on the front and let us compete. We didn't ask them to kick them out or don't give them a job for them. We are asking, just give us a chance to compete the business and keep our name. Don't give them our name to them. They're not taxi. They're not operating as a taxi. They are citizens. Let them to run as a citizens. If they just want taxi, let us pick up. That's all what we ask them.
You said that the hotel, Gaylord Hotel, doesn't want taxi drivers out in front, and they don't have a stand for taxi drivers, but they have a stand for a lot of other vehicles from Veolia. But why do you think that is? Why don't they want taxi drivers?
What I believe is they're just selling the business to those companies for Veolia, and that's the way they make money, and that's the company also they make money. You know, we are a local driver. We also paying we are paying money to the county, even for the parking garage. Whoever wants money, we also pay money, but they don't just respect the cab drivers in this local, in Prince George County. That's why, what I believe.
Now, we're standing on the sidewalk, which, by the way, someone from Gaylord came up and said you can't even pass out flyers on the sidewalk, but you continue to do so.
Yeah, you know, there is police out of wrong, but they just try to distract us. We understand, we know our right, and we keep doing the right thing on the right way, you know.
Speaking of police, they're now video recording. I guess drivers say they started doing this last week, but they're now video recording the protest. So your comment on that. But also, one other change is that it appears that they're no longer pulling over cars, particularly cabs, but several cars have come by and honked. And when that happened at the last protest I was at, cars were pulled over for that, particularly cabs. But today I haven't seen anyone pulled over, though several cars honked.
Yeah, you know, we complained by WNACP. They help us, and we file a complaint to the police department. And from that day, since that day, they stopped doing illegal things, even if they are police too, you know. They stopped pulling it to taxi drivers. They stopped giving a ticket. And they doing by the law since that time.
That was driver leader Fissa Tesfaye. And before that, Mateo Chacol of the AFL-CIO and the National Taxi Workers Alliance. I spoke with them Friday at a protest outside the Gaylord Hotel. Tony Norman, as we said earlier, they drivers have just kept at it and kept at it. The press moved on to other things, but it seems they've come back around. There's been a lot of media attention this past week on this ongoing struggle.
Yeah, and I think they caught the Gaylord and Viola red-handed bringing in illegal cabs to come up and pick passengers that are not licensed in that county. And that just happened to be owned by Viola. And then they're saying that because of the circumstances with the water, when they know that that was averted, that didn't happen. And then they could have used the cab drivers that were out there, and they claimed that the cab drivers were going to be on strike, even though the cab drivers didn't issue any statements saying they wouldn't pick up passengers. So I think in that particular instance, they've been caught, and they need to. I think it's great that the drivers are following through on their complaints, and it shows that all of the cab drivers in this region need to still support the drivers out there in National Harbor, because it raises a fundamental issue about how cab drivers are treated throughout this region. And all cab drivers need to support each other, particularly the issue in the harbor. And then when the other cab drivers have issues here in the district and Montgomery County and Arlington County, then all the cab drivers can support each other, because basically they're all being treated the same. So I think the issue at the harbor, we need to continue to focus the spotlight on that issue. And we need to continue to raise that issue. And I think they're going to make some progress out there in the harbor.